Okay, so I had a lovely sermon prepared for you this evening. It had an introduction and 3 points and a conclusion and lots of nice bits from the Bible. You know, it was brilliant. And then I just felt really challenged by God that that wasn't what he wanted me to say today. So I ripped it up and started again. And I think the thing is, there was a few subjects that I could have chosen today to speak on. And I ended up speaking on risk, not because I'm a risk taker, because I'm not. I am really, really not a risk taker. I am the opposite of a risk taker. In fact, I would say I am risk averse, you know. Have you seen sometimes you people do stupid records, row across the Atlantic? Why would you do that? Why would you take that risk when you could be at home in your comfortable bed? You know, it's just baffles me. You know, we have our 5-year fixed rate interest rate on the mortgage. There's no surprises there. You know, where possible, I like to play things safe. I really do. I've always been the same as a child. I was a scaredy cat, basically. You know, climbing trees, all that sort of thing. Struggled even to speak to the kids in my class because I just had no confidence, you know. So taking risks has definitely not been my thing. So I suppose I'm trying to give you that background to let you know when I speak to you about risk, I'm not coming today as somebody who's got all the answers, but somebody that God's taking on a journey about it. And so I'm going to share with you a bit today about what my journey has been in understanding and taking risk in with God, I suppose. I think I got a hint that maybe risk wasn't all bad when I was about 12. So when we was about 12, you were allowed to join our church youth group, and it was a fantastic youth group. We had about 50 or 60 kids of, you know, right up to 18, and really on fire going for it. And one of the leaders was a lieutenant in the TA, the Territorial Army. So we got to go to the assault course, the TA assault course and rifle range. So for somebody who's not really a risk taker, this was a bit of a dilemma. And I was faced with risks either way, really, because I could risk going and risk getting hurt and looking stupid because I couldn't do it, or I could risk staying at home and still looking stupid because I was scared of the cat and missing out on being with everybody else. So in the end, I went on this assault course. And we were split up into teams, and it was a bit nerve-wracking, and health and safety wasn't what it was then. And one of my friends, when they did the assault course, she fell off this rope swing because there was no harnesses or anything there, and she cut her arm open all the way down here, and, you know, blood everywhere. I had to go to hospital. Anyway, so I actually managed to do this assault course. I did it, and that was like a major achievement for me. And there was a few things, I think, that helped me do that. One was that our team leader, he was a great guy. He was only a few years older than me, but he gave me just the right amount of encouragement and pushing to get me around the course. So that was brilliant. But also, I was part of a team, and I knew that if I didn't do it, my team would get penalised and my team would lose out. And so I learnt a few things that day, really. I learnt that with the right encouragement, I could do much more than I thought I could. I learnt that there was when there's a bigger goal in sight, a more important goal than what's important for me, I could do things that I didn't think were possible. You know, so in this case, it was my team and not letting them down. I suppose I also realised that actually there's a risk to not taking a risk as well, and that is really quite an important lesson. There's very little that's worthwhile in life, really, that doesn't involve some kind of risk. And, you know, I think God has this amazing adventure for us. I mean, he is just amazing in himself, and he lets us have a relationship with him. He wants us to have this amazing relationship, to be close to him, to love us, and that's fantastic, you know. But what he asks in return is that we love him with all our hearts, all our souls, and all our minds. And that's quite a big deal, because that is a risk, isn't it? Because he asks us to put all that we have, our whole life, into his hands, and do what he wants us to do. He also gives us the privilege of being part of his plans. You know, outside there, there's a world that doesn't know God. There's a world that's hurting, a world where bad things happen, painful things. And God wants those people to know him. And he lets us be part of his plan in making that happen as well. But all those things, they do take risks, don't they? They're not necessarily easy. I suppose one time God challenged me to take a risk. I was living in Ashby in Leicestershire, and I was working for our local Youth for Christ Centre. And the director then, he needed to go on a sabbatical, and reluctantly, whilst he was on sabbatical, I took over from him. I didn't want to do it, and I did it reluctantly because there was no one else. And I don't have actually a great testimony of those 3 months. It was really hard work. I didn't actually enjoy it very much at all. And I can remember walking down the road towards the end of that time and thinking, oh, I'll be so glad when this bloke gets back, because I can give all the responsibility back to him and I can just go back to being comfortable, you know, and I don't have to worry about it. And I just heard this voice clearly in my head, and it was God speaking to me. And he said to me at the time, he said, what would you rather? Would you rather a life that's comfortable or a life that makes a difference? I thought, God, why do you have to say that? You know, what I really want is a comfortable life, but I can't say that, can I? I can't know. And I had to say, actually, God, yeah, I get it. You know, what I really want to do is to live a life that makes a difference. And the guy who didn't really ever came back, and I ended up with that role permanently. And you know, there were for me there were a lot of risks that I had to take in that role, and I literally got spat at. I got ridiculed by the school teachers, sometimes the school that we went in, criticised by the churches because we weren't getting enough young people on, you know, in their churches on their seats. And you know, there's a lot of things that happened during that time that were not nice things as well. And you know, the things that I was worried about, taking the risk, you know, like getting hurt, like getting criticized, you know, like some uncomfortable things happening to me, you know, those things did happen. But the other things that happened was that young people's lives got changed. And that wasn't all just me. Obviously we had a team and lots of people working there. You know, but when I left Youth for Christ a couple of weeks ago, and I was looking through the comments on my Facebook post, and there were comments from young people that I'd worked with going back 18 years, and just seeing where those young people are now and what God's done in them, it's just absolutely amazing. And that makes the risk and the consequences of taking those risks completely worthwhile. You know, there's one guy who's working for a charity now who's relieving poverty. You know, another who's a full-time mum and helping out in the mums and toddlers groups. So some of the things they're doing are sort of seem to be big spiritually. Some are normal everyday things. But to see the difference in those young people's lives, and it just made me think, you know, not taking a risk, you know, you could have a nice, comfortable life still. It wouldn't be a terrible life. But what you'd miss out on, what we'd miss out on by not having the courage to take those risks. You know, being a Christian, it's not just about sitting here on a Sunday afternoon and feeling comfortable. It is about going on that journey with God. And it's not about stupid risks. You know, it's not about rowing the Atlantic. Thank you, God. Please don't ever ask me to do that. it isn't. It's about God-led risks. You know, when we look in the Bible, we see time and time again that people who took risks, you know, nothing happened, did it, without somebody taking a risk somewhere along the line. You know, you've got Moses who went and talked to Pharaoh. I mean, Pharaoh could have chopped off his head, you know, that was a distinct possibility. You've got Gideon who went and fought with just a small band of men. You've got the prophets who had all sorts of things happen to them when they spoke God's word. You know, there's in the New Testament, you know, Jesus took, I mean, I don't know that losing his life was a risk, because he knew that was going to happen. But, you know, it's preaching the gospel, he risked discomfort and suffering and all the rest of it. Out of those people, maybe a few people in the Bible were natural risk takers. Maybe David, because, you know, David, he went, you know, with this... going out fighting bears when he was a shepherd and things like that, didn't he? You know, so maybe he was a natural risk taker. But, you know, most of those others weren't. If you think about Moses, he argued with God, didn't he, about going and speaking with Pharaoh. He didn't want to do that. He'd run away beforehand. You know, Gideon, an angel turned up to him and asked him to do something, and he was still uncertain about whether he should do it or not, and had to put a fleece out a couple of times. You know, Peter denied Jesus, you know, and then the disciples were hiding away in a room locked away after the resurrection. You know, these weren't necessarily natural risk takers. Just because we see what God did with them, because we're looking with hindsight, you know, we think that they were these super spiritual, amazing people, and they were, but they were also scared like us. They were just people like us, you know, but there were people like us who chose to love their Lord, their God, with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind. And they chose to follow him wherever he led, whatever risk that meant that they had to take. There's a parable in the Bible that Jesus told about a man who went away on a journey, and he had these things called talents, which were like money sort of at the time. And he had several servants, and he wanted them to look after this money when he went on this journey. So he gave one 10 talents and one 5 talents and one talent. And then he went off, and when he came back, he spoke to the one with 10 talents first of all, asked him what he'd done with the money. He said, look, I've made 10 more because I invested it and did this, that and the other. Then the next one with 5, he'd invested it and he'd made 5 more as well. And then he came to the one with 1 talent, and the master said, well, what have you done? He said, well, I just buried it because, you know, I was a bit scared and of what you might say if I got it wrong and things like that. And, you know, God gives us different things to do. He gives us different skills. He gives us different talents. You know, and it's not actually necessarily the magnitude of what we achieve with all those talents. It's being willing to use them for what God's purpose is. It's being willing to follow his leading, you know, and that is what God is looking for in us. Not that we're necessarily the next missionary to Africa, which we may be. Somebody here might be called to do that. But wherever you are, he has called you to use what he's given you and how and follow his leading in that. I think the one thing that I am sure of is that God will give each one of us everything that we need to take the risks that he's asking of us. You know, Paul says that in the Bible, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Now, I'm not sure that still includes rowing the Atlantic, but it does mean that anything that God has called us to do, he will give us the strength. You know, he has left his Holy Spirit with us. He promised the Holy Spirit to lead us, to give us guidance, to strengthen us and to comfort us. Because taking risk isn't always easy. And if you read the New Testament, you look what happened to the apostles, they didn't always have it easy. It wasn't always nice and comfortable all the time. But it was amazing what they achieved. So, you know, somebody like Martin Luther King, for example, you know, he did some massive things, didn't he? And he took a lot of risks, and he paid the ultimate price in terms of risk. In the end, you know, he had his house bombed and things like that, and then eventually he lost his life because he was doing something that he believed in. And then you get Rosa Parks, who is a lady who wouldn't give up her seat on the bus for a white man in the same civil rights movement. And that one small action sparked off a massive civil rights movement. You know, so actually it's not about the magnitude of what we do, it's about the obedience to doing what God has asked us to do. And then he takes that obedience and he does amazing things with it, and he can do more than we can possibly imagine by just taking that one step of obedience, whatever that is. The important thing is to do what he asks us to do. So, you know, God treats us all differently. What he might be asking Mark to do might be different from what he's asking Anne to do. You know, it's not necessarily the same risks that he'll be asking each one of us to take, you know. And, you know, for some of us, that might mean inviting a friend along to Porthcurry next week. That might be a risk for us, because we might risk rejection. It might be getting up here in the mic and having the courage to read out a verse that God's given you this week. It may be that actually you've never made that full commitment to God, and today is maybe that's what God's asking you today. And that's a risk, because it's giving your whole life to God, you know. Maybe it's even something as simple as having the courage to raise your hands in worship today. You know, there are all sorts of things that are risky to us that God might be speaking to you about. And I don't know about you, but you know, I have a tendency to run away from risk. I would rather not take it if possible. But the risk is, if we don't take the risk, we lose out on what God has got for us. You know, he will find somebody else to go and tell others about him. He will find other people to fulfill his purpose if we don't do what he asks us to do. But we miss out on being part of what he's doing. We miss out on the closeness that we could have with him if only we took this step. And I don't know about you, but I would rather be like Peter and be out on the water with Jesus, you know, whatever that water, however stormy that is, than sat in the boat on my own trying to steer my own course. Because it's always going to be better with God. Do you know, last summer we were on holiday, and we were in our caravan, and we were next to a really, really lovely Welsh couple from North Wales, whose Welsh was their first language. He was a pastor up there, and they taught me a phrase a day. So that was lovely. We had great fun. And there was one day where their kids were teasing the mum, because the mum, like me, likes her comfort. She doesn't like taking risks. You know, she's not adventurous at all. So they were teasing her. So they said to me, "I know, we're going to give you, what phrase we're going to give you today." And the phrase they gave me, I know Kath knows this, but I don't know if anybody knows this. The phrase they gave me was "Dwi'n Antiris." Does anybody know what that means? You know what that means, yes. What does it mean? I'm adventurous, yes. And when they gave me this phrase, I said, "I can't say that because I'm not." And again, I felt like God hit me in the chest, not literally, obviously, but with something, because I felt like he said to me, "No, I know you're not adventurous on your own, but actually, with me, you are adventurous." And it almost became like a prophetic statement that the year that I was going to have was going to be one of adventure and risk and everything like that. So I'm not adventurous on my own. I'm not a risk taker. But I do love God, and I do want to do what he wants, you know. And I want to follow him no matter what. So I am going to risk following him for that reason. And I trust him to help me to do that with his Holy Spirit, and with the help of you guys as well. You know, God doesn't expect us to do it on our own. He expects us to do it with the help of his Holy Spirit, but also we are a body, and he wants us to be supporting, encouraging. And like my friend who led the assault course at the beginning, sometimes a bit of pushing and challenging as well. So I think that's one of the biggest risks of all, really, isn't it? Is making ourselves vulnerable. And that's something that God's been challenging me about recently, vulnerable to him and vulnerable to other people as well. Okay, I'm not going to say anything more, I think. I didn't actually time myself, but it looks like I've kept in my time. Have I, Alan? Great, wonderful, thank you. These musicians are going to come up now, and they're going to sing one of my favourite songs, which talks about this, just following where God leads us. And we're going to sing it in a minute, but I just wondered whether we could just have a few minutes where perhaps we just think about the words and spend some time listening to God, and that perhaps God may have been speaking to you either today or maybe through the weeks leading up to today about something that he wants you to take a risk in. And you might want somebody to pray with you. There might be somebody next to you that you could ask to pray for you. Or I think Pete's going to be at the back. You can go and ask him to pray for you. But yeah, just have the courage to take the risks that God's.